Welcome to the second hour of Sports Today for yeslions.com.au and my very special guest in advance of the first game for the season of the Freo Dockers, which is getting underway next weekend, and it is the Purple Haze match. It's a really crucial game for the footy club, is Chris Mayne, and he joins me now. Mayne, welcome, mate. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, cheers, Carl. Thanks for that, mate.
Now, I know that the Purple Haze game is very special to you, mate, because you did spend some time up at PMH in your younger days, didn't you, mate?
Yeah, so growing up with a cleft lip and palate, spent a lot of time at PMH, in and out of the wards, in and out of coming here to do dental and speech therapy as well. So I spent probably close to, 13 to 14 years at Princess Margaret Hospital, so in my second year, when it was the opportunity was to jump and be a Starlight ambassador, I kind of grabbed it with both hands and haven't looked back. So it's been exciting every year to be involved in such a great organisation and giving back to the kids. And I'm here today doing a lot of fun stuff for the kids, dancing, singing songs, playing games, getting smiles on their faces, and then going through the wards and seeing some of the kids that actually can't get out of their beds. But as soon as we walk into the rooms and their faces light up, it just means everything to us. So myself and the other five ambassadors that are here are just loving it.
Who are the ambassadors at your footy club, mate?
There's myself, Gary Gibbetson, Aaron Sandlands, Lockie Neal, Alex Silvani and Matt DeBoer.
Fantastic. Now, it's something that your footy club and your supporters have embraced too, mate, isn't it? And it'll be in full voice, I'm sure, against Port Adelaide, which is going to be a tough way to start, a really good way to start, I'm sure, for you.
Yeah, our fans are amazing. The way they really get behind the football club and everything that it stands for, and being a part of the Starlight Foundation, the family from Kalgoorlie, the Dowson family, Hayley and Phil, with their young daughter, Tayton, being involved in Starlight and needing the support now, they've just been terrific. So much for the Starlight Foundation that, again, this year they've raised over $60,000. And for the Purple Haze game, that's just magnificent to have that support from that family doing that. And there's going to be all the players around the stadium rattling the tin. So everyone get down there, dressed in purple, donate as much money as possible, donate online and get there to support us and take on Port Adelaide, which is going to be a fierce and feisty round one match for sure.
Yeah. Now, I saw you obviously spend some time up forward and you kicked a couple of nice goals against the Eagles last weekend, but I saw you also head down back. Are you going to be used a little bit more flexible this season? I know you've played a little bit back over time, but are we going to see you swung around a bit more?
I'm just putting my hand up to be picked in any position for the team and do what I can for the team. And last year we saw a few of our backs go down with injury and I was called upon to go down there. I think this year in the off-season and pre-season I've focused a little bit more on my defensive game, as in being a backman, just in case needed again, to have that versatility in my game and to be there if Ross calls upon me. And I think, looking at myself, I haven't played much back, but to go down there and get the experience, and this year in the pre-season play on Tav and Tavnar, it's been a great learning curve for myself. So definitely got a lot of appreciation for what the backs go through. And if I'm needed in that position, I'll do my best like I do every game.
Well, mate, you're one of the better defensive forwards in the game, in my opinion, and you've always held your head up high in that department. You don't mind getting in there and doing those little things that help win games of footy. So I reckon defensively you've been pretty good anyway, but to see it from a different angle can only help educate you. And, mate, you go into this season 26 heading to 27. How time flies, eh?
Yeah, I know. I first rocked up to the club when I was 18 years old, so it's definitely been a bit of a whirlwind and such a great journey so far, and very privileged to be able to give them the opportunity from the Freo Football Club to live my dream. So, 8 years in, and hopefully plenty more to come.
128 games, 150 goals under your belt. Do you think you're as well equipped now, mate, going into this season after what's been a good pre-season for you, as any time in your time at the club?
I just think over the course of being in the system, this has definitely been my best pre-season. Each player is different to what they need to do to get up. The really experienced campaigners know what they've got to do to get themselves right, and some of the young kids are learning along the way. So I'm definitely becoming a most senior player at that club at the moment with the young list of players we have. But yeah, I feel strong and fit, and I'm just looking to get out there and give them all this year and try and get back to some of my best form, like 2012 and 13.
Now, what about of the young blokes? We've seen Blakely involved in a couple of games, and he's highly regarded from talking to a few people around the traps. I mean, I don't see him train, and I don't work up close with a few of these young blokes. Who do you think can make their mark of the new group at your club?
I just think it just shows with coming into our team and our culture and our system that all we expect of a young player and a senior player is that you come in, you do the work, you buy into what we expect of each other, and you get yourself fit and available, and you put yourself you put your hand up for selection. And that's one thing that we pride ourselves on. No one's got a spot secured. You just get to work, keep putting your hand up, and we get the best 22 that's fit and available out there playing. And to see some of the young boys like Connor, Lockie Weller, Ed Langdon, and even the second-year players like Tabs, Alex Pearce, Michael Apness, really just growing in their weight and dropping skin folds and then working well on their time trials. It's just really good to see that group and core of young players just really pushing to play senior footy. And then it puts the onus on the senior players to really keep standing up and putting their hand up to say, well, hold on, you know, we've got this, we're going to drive this. And with that push from underneath, it only helps football clubs.
Well, Lockie Neal was the man that jumped up last year, and already from what I've seen in your pre-season, Sheridan and Sutcliffe looks like they've both gone another step, which is really good news for you. Now, away from the game, mate, other than the great work that you do with the Starlight Foundation as an ambassador up there at PMH Giving Back to a place that we've already spoken about where you spent some time, what else do you like to do? Have you got away and been able to have a little bit of fun outside of the game?
When it comes to off seasons, you get away, you go away with friends and family, you travel to, you know, the tropical destinations where you can relax and put your feet up, but, you know, your mind and body some ways always in football, so you're keeping yourself fit and healthy, you're getting ready for the grueling pre-season that's coming back, but, you know, a few of us boys like to play a game of golf here and there, so we get out and have a whack of the sticks, which is pretty fun.
What's your handicap?
I don't have a handicap, so
okay.
I
like
to whack it around. Yeah. Kate's probably the number one player at the club, but there's a few of the younger boys pushing to try and take him down.
Righto. Well, mate, good on you. Thanks very much for sharing some time with me. All the best. Look forward to seeing you in action. We'll be broadcasting it live here on Attity 26PR, and let's hope that the Dockers can kick it off with a win, mate. Cheers.
No worries. Thanks, Al. Cheers, mate.
Chris Mayne here on Sports Today for yesloans.com.au. Next, we'll get inside the West Coast Eagles camp. Stay with us. We're here until 8 o'clock.